Granulomatosis with polyangiitis is the new name for Wegener or Wegener granulomatosis. You need to know this new terminology. The USMLE will give you a vignette of Wegener, and then the answer will simply be polyangiitis. Okay, so make sure you know this terminology. Now, granulomatosis with polyangiitis is one of the important causes of rapidly progressive glomerulonephritis, RPGN, which the USMLE wants you to know has fibrin crescence on histology. So granulomatosis with polyangiitis can cause a necrotizing glomerulonephritis. Of course, RPGN, fibrin crescence, but sometimes they'll ask you for the histological description and you will not see fibrin crescence listed. You're like, what's that about? But they will describe it as necrotizing glomerulonephritis. So associate that adjective, necrotizing, with the renal histology. Now, this patient has puffy eyelids. It's because she's losing protein in the urine, and that's just because of her renal failure. So, loss of protein in the urine, she's going to have decreased plasma protein, decreased plasma oncotic pressure, which leads to extravasation of transidate into the interstitial spaces. Her nose was bleeding this morning. Okay, epistaxis. Now, this is really important, and this is challenging when you're first learning about it. Now, in renal failure, your creatinine and your BUN, your blood urea nitrogen, will be increased. High BUN is known as azotemia. Now, high BUN can cause platelets to malfunction. And this is known as uremic platelet dysfunction. Uremia is the name for the clinical syndrome of renal failure. Emia means blood. Uremia is urea in the blood. This has nothing to do with hyperuricemia, which is gout. Do not confuse it, okay? That's also a common error students make. So it has nothing to do with hyperuricemia. Uremia is simply renal failure, urea in the blood. So this patient has renal failure, most likely RPGN, and has uremic platelet dysfunction, okay? Now, once again, the blood urea and nitrogen compounds, they stick to the platelets. They cause a qualitative platelet dysfunction, but there is no quantitative platelet disorder. So the platelet count is normal. It's like, ooh, wow. Like they love, USMLE loves this question where they can ask for bleeding time. It's increased. Okay, your platelets aren't working. And then your platelet count, no change. Okay, so that's a low percentage question, correct, in QBank. Obviously, I didn't make that the I didn't make this an arrow question quite in that fashion. However, this patient would have a normal platelet count, okay? So an increased bleeding time due to uremic platelet dysfunction, but would have a normal platelet count. We look at some of the other answer choices. Decreased serum potassium, that's wrong in renal failure. We'll have increased serum potassium simply because the kidney can't filter it adequately. And also, we normally secrete, which means excreting through the walls of the renal tubules. We normally secrete potassium distally in the kidney under the action of aldosterone, so the kidney can't carry out that function adequately. So our serum potassium, it's always an up arrow for a renal failure, high yield for USMLE. Looking at choice B, decreased serum phosphate, that is also incorrect. In renal failure, we will have an up arrow for serum phosphate, okay? Always on the USMLE, we have increased serum phosphate for renal failure. And similar to potassium, it's because the kidney can't get rid of it. Now, choice C, increased prothrombin time, that does not relate to renal failure. High yield to know for USMLE that increased PT is a specific marker for hepatic failure. Okay, so if they tell you a patient has liver failure, let's e.g., an alcoholic, and they ask for which of the following would be most specific in this patient for hepatic failure. The wrong answer would be increased ALT. The correct answer would be increased PT. Okay, that's an important factoid. It's a difficult factoid because the liver produces clotting factors, but does not relate to renal failure here. And then we look at choice D, normal anion gap metabolic acidosis. That's a wrong answer because in uremia, renal failure, we have increased anion gap. So uremia is the U in mud piles, the mnemonic for increased anion gap metabolic acidosis, okay? High anion gap metabolic acidosis, methanol, uremia, DKA, fenformin, isoniazid/iron tablets, lactic acidosis, ethylene glycol, salicylates. So don't want to digress, but the point is urema, renal failure, it's part of the mud piles, high anti-GAP metabolic acidosis, mnemonic. And of course, choice C is our answer here, normal platelet count, because we have uremic platelet dysfunction. And it's a qualitative, not a quantitative pathology with our platelets. Okay, that's it.